Hello, I'm Molly Gaines, a first-year PhD student at North Carolina State University, studying geospatial analytics. This study is a preliminary analysis for what will be the first chapter of my dissertation. In this study, I use two linear mixed effects models to assess what types of variables explain more variance in surface water over the course of the four seasons in 2018. In the future, I will run similar models over a 30-year time span. Climate change is a well-documented occurrence, and with changes in temperature, there are also changes in precipitation. In fact, NOAA published a recent study indicating that climate change is linked with some changes in the hurricane season in the Atlantic. Climate changes like these can lead to changes in surface water. Land cover changes, particularly impervious surfaces, can also lead to changes in surface water. Land cover changes tend to be consistently linked with human influences, such as urban growth. I chose the Southeast United States as a study region because it is experiencing both of these changes. The Carolinas have already seen two tropical storms this year, and it is also the region of the United States with the most land cover changed, linked with its rapidly growing urban areas. To answer my question about what drivers are more impactful on surface water change, I used two models. The first only included climate variables, and the second used both climate and human variables. Linear mixed effect models allow you to control for some of the randomness in the data. In this case, each 8-digit hydrologic unit, which is shown in the blue map, would have its own changes in surface water, as well as its own changes in population, land cover, and its own temperature and precipitation. If we used a regular model on raw data, we would introduce a lot of randomness based on the geography of these places. For example, some areas along the coast have a lot more water because part of their hydrologic unit encompasses the ocean, whereas some are in the mountains, and so on. So we use the linear mixed effect models to control for the randomness of these spatial areas. To determine how impactful the variables that we are interested in are, the linear mixed effect model gives us two different R-squared values. The marginal R-squared value indicates how much non-random variables or fixed effects, like our climate and human drivers, the ones we're interested in, describe the variance in surface water. This is the value shown in green in the results, and is the main focus of our results and conclusions. The conditional R-squared adds how much variance is explained by the fixed and random effects, so all of our variables plus the additional randomness of where these places are, but it's been controlled for. So it's just combining both of these explanations of variance. And that would be the green plus the purple in the results. The large difference in the marginal R squared, or the green shading in both of these models, between the two models indicates that the contribution of climate and human drivers tells us much more about the changes in surface water than climate drivers alone. This is a very promising result for us moving forward. We will expand the study to cover 30 years of data, and we will look into some long-term, yearly, and seasonal trends in changes in surface water and how climate and human drivers impact those changes. Thanks for listening.